You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm yelling, freaking out, telling people to calm down when I'm as nuts as anybody else. But with this club, I really do think it's at a point where you just have to sit back and I don't want to say enjoy the ride because there's nothing to enjoy about losing 8 out of 9, but wait and see how they figure it out. Let's see if Carlos Mendoza and his staff could get these guys to get unlocked. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo, all together. I mean, you want to throw in Vientos, they're fine. They need, like, they have the players in place. All the pieces are there. Their bullpen is loaded up. I even believe in their starting rotation, which, by the way, for the first time all year long, you know, since the All-Star break, whatever it was, when Manaea and Senga came back, it's healthy, and it's only getting healthier, meaning Senga is figuring it out with his mechanics, and Manaea is building himself up to be able to go deeper in these games. But I still think the best baseball, and the Mets have been, at times, for April and May, all the way really through June 13th, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the sport. So what, April, May, and the first part of June don't count? We're all going to focus on what happened since June 13th. And by the way, if you go back and focus on what's happened since July, they're a 500 team. And that's what happens throughout the course of a season. They're not falling out of the playoff spot. They're not 5 games back. Like, those were times where there was, to me, legit reason to go nuts and panic and yell and scream about the Mets. Now, I get the expectations have raised, but let's calm down a little bit here, no? It's year 2 with David Stearns. Year 2. Year 1 with Juan Soto. This is still in the beginning stages of what the Mets are hoping to build a sustained winner here. Remember, I mean, they're still in a position to make the postseason for the second time or for the third time in franchise history as far as making it in consecutive years. That's a big deal. So I'm not trying to minimize the expectations. Obviously, it's World Series or bust. Before you get to that, you've got to get to the playoffs. And before you get to the playoffs, obviously, they got to do a good job, you know, positioning themselves here, whether it's in the division or the wild card, which they've done. They're 2.5 games back. Phillies have had their own issues. So it just feels like Mets fans, to me, it feels like at this point, a lot of Mets fans are looking to something to complain about. Has Juan Soto been great? Absolutely not. No, he's been bad so far this year. According to his standards, Juan Soto, outside of 1 month, has been bad. Now, his bad is still better than most. Like, you see, Vientos is bad. That's actual bad. When Nimmo's bad, that's actual bad. Soto's bad is still better than most because he's finding his way on base. But has he been anywhere near what he's supposed to be? No. Would you still want him on your team and take your chances with him come September, October? I mean, I don't know who wouldn't. So it's on the Mets to figure this thing out and go win the division. There are no excuses. And if they don't get it done, then the conversation will be, okay, well, how do they fix it? Right now, I'm not sure what the solution is. Like, you're not firing the hitting coach, and even so, that's not really doing anything. Those guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing. The hitters aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Why? That's the, you know, $765 million question. Why not? Soto doesn't know. They asked him about it after him. I don't know. At times, Lindor gets going. At times, Lindor is awful. At times, Alonso's hot. At times, Alonso's awful. At times, Nimmo's hot. At times, Nimmo's awful. Same thing with Soto, and so on. Look at their OPS and all this stuff since July. It's been bad. That's why the Mets are losing. That's the strength of their team. Well, maybe now the bullpen is the greatest strength of their team after the trade deadline, but they were built coming, I said this to Mendy yesterday, they were built coming into the year on the backs of those guys. Lindor, Soto, Alonso. You want to throw in Nimmo, McNeil, Vientos, whatever. The Alvarez, they were built to score runs. They have not consistently, from day one, scored a ton of runs. But yet they still have a great record, or a very good record, on par with the best in the sport, and still have the division right there just 2.5 games back, even with all the losing. 2 weeks ago, they won seven. 2 weeks ago. Not 2 months ago. Not 2 years ago. 2 weeks ago, they won seven games in a row. All right, it's offset by losing 8-9. Unfortunately, it happens. Should it happen to those degrees, the variation? Probably not. So I can understand being upset, but to lose belief in what this team should be at this point, to me, does not make much sense. I still believe the Mets have the horses to get. Like, this is not a 07, 08 disappointing collapse coming here. At least I don't see it that way. Not to say that it can't happen, but I fully believe in this team that they will be a playoff team. And then once they get in, be as dangerous as anybody else with the potential of the offense and with the potential of that bullpen or the legitimacy of that bullpen. How they get there, going to be a different story. But I never once looked at this, even after losing to Pittsburgh, which, by the way, was as ugly as you can get. Pittsburgh sucks, and the Mets got destroyed against Pittsburgh. Even after that, I still was like, they're going to be all right. And they were shortly thereafter, righting the ship. And it's been a 500 ride since then. 500 with basically nobody doing what they're supposed to be doing as far as the expectations goes. And I'm talking about rotation. I'm talking about offense. There's a lot of room to improve with this team. And I still believe you're going to see that improvement. BT, we also mentioned the Yankees. We have, obviously, the Yankees getting a big win. Booney yesterday pushing all the right buttons, going to the whip with Bednar closing out the game. Nice off day here. Yankees could reset, come back home, have the Astros in town, old-timers week. The Yankees desperately needed that win. You don't want to say must win, but, man, as big of a game as you could have in the regular season, certainly in August, they had to beat the Texas Rangers yesterday, hold them off, maintain their position in the playoffs as it stands right now, and just take a deep breath after getting a win. Relax, reset, see if they can get healthier here. I don't know if it's going to be Stanton in the outfield or Judge. We'll find out more, obviously, over the course of the weekend. Either way, Yankees needed that one. They needed a breather and try to reset things here and then go try to win a series from the Astros and maybe get back on track. BT and Sal on the Fan. We also had Mike Francesa on at 11 o'clock. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Must listen, as Mike, as always, he was terrific talking New York sports, talked about the viral Giants and Giants video and all that stuff. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Nick is in Wharton, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going on, Seth? How are we doing?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Good. So I want to talk about Eric Chavez a little bit, how everybody's getting all negative about him. Honestly, I really don't think that's the problem. I agree with what you've been saying most of the show. You know, with all the runners in scoring position that we have, you know, Lindor and Soto have the third and fourth most RIST. So how much of our team-wide terrible RIST numbers are simply a function of our two highest-paid players hitting like Jared Young with RIST? This is a couple things that I just wrote down. And how exactly would it help if we fire Chavez? The Mets fire Chavez and hire someone else. That someone else makes some change to the RIST approach. The offense gets better, hopefully. Nobody's actually explained to me what change a new hitting coach would make that would cause the Mets to suddenly start hitting with better RIST. Compared to how they hit with nobody on, the Mets aren't striking out more with RIST. They're not pulling the ball less. They're not hitting the ball softer. They're not hitting 10% more ground balls. What change would a new hitting coach make?
It wouldn't. I think it's an excellent point. And I want to continue the conversation and give you an example that we heard yesterday when we had Zach Scott on. It wouldn't. And I don't think the Mets issue is singularly the lack of offense with runners in scoring position. I think that's Soto's biggest problem. And I think it's hurt the Mets, but I think they have an offense issue, period. I don't care if it's with runners in scoring position or with nobody on. It doesn't matter to me. They have not been consistent enough. But as far as the hitting coach goes, right, Nick? So yesterday we had Zach Scott on, and he talked about how he had to fire Chili Davis when he was with the Mets in 2021. And the reason he fired Chili Davis wasn't to spark the team. It wasn't because the offense wasn't producing to the level that he expected and somebody had to take the fall. It was because specifically, and these are his words, Zach Scott, he said Chili Davis would show up and was one of those guys that would be like, who are we facing today, a lefty or righty? And that's just one example. And now imagine that in today's world, obviously, whereas maybe that would fly in the 70s or 80s, the hitting coaches now, you got to be prepared. You got to know all these things and the matchups and have a plan. So in that particular case, I'm using that example that Zach gave us yesterday. That's a guy in Chili Davis that wasn't doing his job as a hitting coach. There are no signs or indications that Eric Chavez is not doing his job as a hitting coach.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, my man. Of course.
Yeah, good call. And it's not fun. And thank you for the call. Like, it's not as fun to come on and say, hey, everybody calm down. Everything's going to be okay. Or they still have the horses in place, or don't fire this guy. Like, it's a lot more fun to go nuts. They need to fire this guy out of the league. Do something. Boone doesn't have it. Fire him. Chavez doesn't have it. Fire him. Like, I understand it. It does not make sense, especially as it pertains to the Mets hitting coach right now. I know they're having these hitters meet. Now, I don't know what goes on in there. I was out at Citi Field on Sunday morning. I went out there. I wanted to go say what's up to Mendy, see if I could book him for the show. Mission accomplished. We did. And I was talking with him, and we were talking for a few minutes, and he's like, you going to be here for a little while? I was like, yeah, man, I came to see you. What are you talking about? Hey, I'm going to come to the game. I'm going to go home and go in the pool and listen and watch the game later. I want to come to see you. And he's like, I got to go. There's a hitters meeting right now. Now, I don't know if you knew this, and I'm sure that we all know that to a certain extent they have meetings, but like on the day of a game, a hitter's meeting that's scheduled like that. Like, I wasn't sure that those things take place, and I didn't really care if they do or don't, but I know for a fact that my conversation with Mendy got interrupted, and I had to wait 10, 15 minutes for whatever their hitter's meeting. Like, they had a hitter's meeting, meaning him and his coaches, about what the plan of attack was going to be for that day. He came back, we talked, whatever, all good, but like, it's not like Chavez is sitting there picking his nose in the dugout or, you know, scrolling Instagram. Like, they have meetings, they're going over it, there's plans in place. Now, obviously, we don't care what happens, we care about the execution on the field. So you don't know about what's going on behind the scenes, nor do you really care about it. Yeah, that's great. Like the Lance Lynn Foul Territory podcast the other day, where Lance Lynn's like, oh, New York's got to relax. Aaron Boone gets on players behind the scenes, they're just not letting that get out. That's great. We assume that anyway. I assume Boone was harder on the players behind closed doors than he is publicly. The issue is, I don't care. I care about the result. So if he's hard on the players behind the scenes, if Chavez and the Mets have a plan behind the scenes, what we're seeing executed, Boone holding the players accountable, it's not working on the field, obviously, because they keep making the same mistakes, or the Mets' offense approach is not great because they're not hitting consistently enough. That's what we care about, the execution. But is the execution, in the Mets' case, is that because the hitting coach? Or is it because Juan Soto, Nimmo, Alonso, Lindor are in funks, or Vientos are in a funk? Is it Chavez? Hey, Chavez was the hitting coach last year. Vientos is great. Chavez is the hitting coach this year. Vientos is terrible. So how do you blame him? It makes no sense. Billy's calling from Greenwich, Connecticut. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for having me on. Obviously, there's a lot of talk going on about Mets, Yankees, Giants. They're all in kind of a quagmire. But in regards to the Yankees, Volpe, I think, is the athlete that everybody thinks he is. And I think he's just starstruck. And he's got to get out of that and start playing this game the way he knows how to play it. And he just seems like a deer in the headlights sometimes because he's at where he's at. New York Yankees shortstop. That's huge.
Right, and especially for him, a kid who grew up like that, a Yankees fan. I get it. But you have to admit, though, Billy, and I've been as critical as Volpe as anybody else. Yes, I've believed in him more than anybody else, but I've also been as critical of him as of late than anybody else. And I think he's deserved that with his play, or he's earned that criticism with his play. However, the last, I don't know, week or so, you can see a difference in Volpe to that point where I don't look at him and say he's a deer in headlights or he's lacking confidence. I see a more confident Volpe. How long is that going to be there? How much production are you going to get from him? But I do see that it's kind of turned the corner a little bit in the positive way with Anthony Volpe.
I agree. And I think he is the athlete that we all think he is. Right. I think he has the potential to be a great player. I think just being young and in the position that he's in with the New York Yankees, it's a huge spotlight, and it's a lot to adjust to. And I think he is adjusting. It's just not happening as quickly as we would like it to.
I know, but it is
and
year,
as far as Jazz Chisholm goes,
it is year three. Go ahead.
Oh, I understand, but still, he's a young kid. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to handle. And as far as Jazz Chisholm is concerned, the guy's a poison. He really is. He walks around with this attitude that he's the greatest thing that ever happened to the game, and he's not. I mean, he's making Little League kids don't make mistakes like this. And then come up with an excuse? Bush League.
Yeah, I'm not as harsh, but I'm with you for the most part there, Billy, and thank you for the call. It's a fine line because I think Jazz has a terrific, fun, energetic personality. There's a fine line between that and arrogance, maybe, is the right word to use with Jazz, where he thinks he's much better than he is. And I'm fine. Like, if that were the only issue, I'd be fine with that. But that's not the only issue. I don't think he's terrific defensively, even at second base, his natural position, or as good as we thought he was going to be. I don't think that Jazz is giving quality at-bats the majority of the time. I think he runs into a bunch of home runs, and I think that that's appealing, especially for a guy of his size. I would rather him be a guy who grinds out at bats, puts the bat on the ball, uses that speed more often, and he's just not that type of player. So I think he's overrated to a certain extent. I like the unique personality, but if it's not going to be one that's fully self-aware, meaning like, hey, I got some things I got to clean up here, I need to be a little bit better, give better at bats, not get doubled off for first on a pop-up to second, like He didn't even acknowledge that that was a mistake. He said he would do it again. And he tried to explain why he would do it. And it just doesn't make any sense. It was not a good baseball play whatsoever. There was no play to be made. So I don't think he's a cancer to the clubhouse or anything like that, or whatever word you said was toxic or something like that. I don't think it's that bad with Jazz. But as far as the ball player goes, I think that he's overrated as a baseball player. I would like to see more consistency. Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, pal? Good show, as always.
Thanks.
I like the conversation you had with Mike Francesa. Mike Francesa hit all the points on the Mets and the Yankees. What a great job.
I mean, he's the GOAT. Yeah, what'd you expect? Anything less? Of course.
You know, the Mets, I mean, we have a better team this year than we did last year. Due to the fact that we fixed the bullpen. We have a great bullpen now. And it's just that the Mets are not hitting consistently. You get one player hot, one cold, one hot, they're not doing it all at the same time. I believe they're going to get it together. Carlos Mendoza is a great manager. I like him a lot. And I think we're going to be fine. We just got to start hitting. Well, I mean, we start hitting, we got the bullpen.
Well, that's the thing, and you heard Mike talk about that. You're right, Annabelle, and thank you for the call. In case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app. The Mets bullpen is now loaded. Like, it's going to be a weapon. down the stretch, come playoff time, if, in fact, they could actually give the bullpen a lead. Helsley and Diaz is as good as it gets in the entire sport. Not to mention the other guys. I don't love Soto out of the bullpen necessarily, but I like him. I like Brooks Raley a lot. Rogers. I mean, the Mets have five guys. Five. Raley, Soto, Rogers, Diaz, Helsley. Five guys to get big outs late in these games. That's a lot. Now, you don't want to use, you know, four of them every friggin' night. But, and that plays to the starters, have to, you know, having to go deeper in these games. But even the lesser guys in that Mets bullpen can eat a solid inning or two, whether it's Garrett or Stanek or whatever. But you want to give those guys a lead. You want to hand it over to them in the seventh, let's say, with a 5-3 lead. It should be lights out. It's always a balance. We could always focus on, well, they got great starting pitching, or they need starting pitching, or they got a great bullpen, or they need a bullpen, or they got a great offense, or they need an offense. It's always going to take some combination of all three clicking together. Like, what good's a great bullpen if you can't score runs? What good's a great offense if the starters can't get outs? What good's a great staff if the, you know, we saw it with DeGrom forever with the Mets, if the offense can't score? Like, there's many different layers to winning a baseball game. The reason why I'm not overly negative right now on the Mets is because they have the pieces in place. Those guys just got to do their jobs. They might not. And if they don't, I guarantee you, it'll be a different story.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.